Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Today, I am joined by Dave Castro. Now, he's the CEO of Icebreaker. I'm going to let him tell you all about that, what that's all about. We were just introduced. I've spoken to a couple of his buddies and had them as guests on my podcast before. So somebody said we ought to have him on. So I thought, do you know what? Let's have him on. And here he is.
Do it.
Dave.
Let's do it.
Fill us in.
Yes. A couple days from now, we could have done this live. I'm going to be in London. Folks will be using Icebreaker, which I'll tell you what it is in a second, this weekend at a big gala at the Gherkin in London. And it's going to be amazing. I'll be in a tux again, first time in a long time. So that'll be fun. Icebreaker is basically a connection utility. When users open the app, they'll drop on the discovery screen of any other Icebreaker users who are within eyeball distance. And then if you have keywords in there about the type of person that you're looking for, it'll notify you. So you can have the screen off the phone in your pocket and it'll buzz and let you know, hey, there's somebody here that meets your keywords. And if my keyword was podcast or host, and I pulled it out and I look and, you know, I would see Doug if we were in the same room, you know, at a pub in London, perhaps. But it's really ideal. And then I would look and I'd look at your profile. I understand why it's telling me that this is an ideal connection for me. And then I'd look over and I'd see you. And then I might venture to come up and introduce myself to say, hey, Doug, I've heard about your podcast. Some buddies have been on it. I'd love to chat. You know, maybe there's something that we could do together. Really ideal for events where connections are the intent of being there. You know, a lot of us get our content from books and YouTube and, you know, all these things. And we go to events not because we're necessarily looking for some new content, right? It's probably going to be pretty similar to the content that we expect. We're going there because we know our tribe's going to be there. Other people that also enjoy that content. And if it's industry or if it's self-improvement or whatever, you're looking for people that are going to help you move your goals forward. And so who are those people? Because it's not everybody. They're adjacent enough that it's valuable to connect with everybody, but not every connection is created equal. And so you want to know who's going to bring you the most return on investment, or as I say, return on interaction for being there, right? Your time, your budget of money, energy and stuff. And so that's where Icebreaker is super valuable. And in my opinion, it's a global need that we're solving for the first time. And it's patent pending, the tech that we're using, the mechanism, the method that we're doing. So pretty cool, pretty excited about it. And yeah, love for people to benefit from it.
Well, that would be cool. And you know, it's a more positive use than, because we had an app in the UK all the way through COVID. And you walk past somebody and it bing, say, oh, they tested positive in the last 3 or 4 days, you know.
Right.
I'm not sure if we're allowed to use the word COVID, whether that'll get me banned or something.
That's funny. No,
It used to, but you know, it's gone now. It's gone. I think that really is quite cool. Certainly if you're in a larger room, you know, if there's 200 people there, you want to be able to narrow down. I mean, I go to, you know, conferences quite a bit to get info and see speakers and the like. And there might be 500 people in there. But, you know, if you can find or hunt down podcast guests, for example, or, you know, that would accelerate the process. So I can see some real value in that. How long have you been working on this project?
To be honest with you, I started just before COVID. So COVID was not helpful, but, and I'm killing the key buzz here. So anyway, I started, you know, before the era, or proximity was, not encouraged. But the valuable thing about that is that I then pivoted and now everything that we just talked about has the same value and experience as when you're on a web meeting and a virtual meeting. So let's say we had 30 other, you know, heads on this screen right now. We're on a, you know, a web call. I would be able to have that keyword pop up. We'd all get a link and we'd see each other on the screen on your mobile phone. And it would alert me who on this is an ideal connection. I can message them or connect with their LinkedIn or whatever that, right? That's the beauty of it is not only do you know who it is and you can like go in up and have a conversation, but you can connect with whatever they're most comfortable with connecting, you know, like I said, Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever. So that was valuable. Yeah.
That's
that was
cool.
A valuable pivot.
Yeah. And sometimes these things, they're sent to throw us. And
yes,
if we just grab the ball and run with it, maybe in a slightly different direction, you know, it helps.
Yes.
It helps. It set you back a little, I'm sure. But, you know, you sounds like you've added a couple of little design tweaks in there that will, you know, make a huge difference.
100%. And actually it plays right into the conversation around goals is, you know, as I was thinking about this upcoming conversation and goals, one of the things that I have found is that, you know, the big picture, right? What do I want? Right? Is how we write our goals. What do I want? And then within that process, we learn a little bit more about what we want, or perhaps we're given something that is a little bit by, you know, the universe, we're given something that is a little bit of a tweak on what we want. And in some ways that's, you know, usually it's better, but it's moving us towards, you know, the life that we're intended to have in the life that that we want. So having too narrow a focus on what you want, you know, when you have your goals, I think can be a detriment. But having the big picture of what I want and having a big goal and being willing to pivot or kind of like move around objects or whatever, really, you know, you're partnering with the universe in getting to where you ultimately want to go. And it ultimately benefits other people too in the process of getting there, right? If we could do it all by ourselves without including anybody, we would, and that wouldn't be good. Other people need that, you know, interaction with us and that, you know, jostling or collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah. You do need that interaction. And well, it's like,
it's part of their story too.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, well, you know, if you, and I talk to, you know, clients and you know, my mentees, if they're so restricted on what they're aiming for, they won't see the extra bits and pieces. And we need to have the narrow little goals, which, you know, keep us immediately motivated. And then we need the bigger stuff. And as you're going along that corridor, obviously new doors open. As long as you're moving, that's mm-hmm. the critical thing. You've got to be moving towards something for the, you know, the new doors to open. So, yeah, I see. I see that. I like the idea that you know you can connect with people as it suits them too. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, I was you know, a little conference at the weekend, and it's like, right, okay, well, this person, you know, they've handed me their LinkedIn, you know, barcode, and then this person here's got a business card, and this person, you know, go and find me over on Instagram and stuff like that. So, you know, having a centralized place which says, right, this is where you can find me, sounds like a seriously good plan.
Thank you. Yeah, that's my intent is not to be, my intent really is to serve people where they're at and what they need. And I'm just very fanatical about the goal is to connect you with your ideal connection.
Mm-hmm.
How does any feature serve that purpose?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to build like an empire of like another Facebook empire or whatever it is. I'm trying to help people to make that ideal connection, because the life that we're dreaming of is built through the connections that we make. And we all have, like, I should maybe be on Twitter a lot more. It's just not my jam. I'm like more Instagram, right? So if you're going to connect with me, like, let's get a hub, you know, you can reach out to me and from different ways, but we all have our ways that suit us best. But in that moment, right, we have a nexus. And so I think if we can all agree, Icebreaker is a great nexus and providing value that the world doesn't have right now, I think it would be amazing. I'd love to partner with all these different places. And that's part of the idea too, is me being open to being a service or value to, you know, these different vendors, because again, my whole purpose of being is to be a nexus.
Well, drop the partners in here, because then, you know, unless you tell the world what it is that you're looking for, it's not necessarily
going to know.
Come on,
coach. I love it.
You know?
Yeah, no, so, yeah, that's good.
Who would be your perfect partners in all of this? And, you know, well, LinkedIn would be a great
starting
point.
LinkedIn, Meetup, Eventbrite, you know, any of these ecosystems, right? They're ecosystems. They don't own, nobody... There's never going to be one monolithic thing, unless, God forbid, the world goes to some 1984 Orwellian, you know, future. So what we want to do is be that, again, that nexus, that portal, where when I go into a context where there's people I don't want to connect with, I can do that. And then my tribe is going to meet in the ecosystem that makes sense for us. And so, you know, we're patent pending, and, you know, the intent is to then begin to provide that kind of cross-pollination portal type thing where folks can come, they can connect, and then they can enjoy the Circle community app or the Facebook group or the, you know, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like the connection. Yeah. I like the way that works. So, I mean, this is the Goals Do Come True podcast. And so I'm going to ask you about your goals, right? How do you set them? Do you write them down? How does it work for you?
So I am in the process of growing in the atomic habits, you know, the micro habits. One thing that's been, I actually did really well for a time in writing particular goals down every morning or every day, and super helpful to continue to look at it. It's like, you know, if you don't keep looking at the compass, you know, you're going to be miles off of where you intend to be. And so that was helpful. What I've found lately in the last handful of months is an app called Read It Aloud. And there's probably a few, but it allows you to take any doc, PDF, you name it, and then it just reads it to you, which is really helpful if you're trying to absorb documents and stuff, even web pages. I think it'll do it too. But so I put my goals in there, and then I just play it. So I'm playing in the shower. I'm playing it when I'm driving. So I do have my self, you know, affirmations or self valuation. Not the wrong word, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Image, you know, stuff. Here's who the best version of myself is. So I let that read me, my principles, and then my goals. And then because I'm looking at my goals, I also have like some habits that I want in there, and that keeps me accountable. So good to I think everybody should have a coach to help you stay on your goals. But, you know, if writing is a thing that's challenging to do regularly, you'll still get the benefit of reviewing your goals if you can get this app, for instance, or something like it, and then just have it just easy, just boom, hit play, and it'll remind you.
Well, I mean, I advocate the, you know, the writing down of your goals daily until they, the cream, I call them the creamy ones. You know, a bottle of milk in the good old days, you know, it would have cream in it, and the cream would rise to the top. And if you write your goals down on a day by day basis, gradually there will be some days where a goal comes in and it's only there for a day and then it disappears. But the ones that are really creamy, they rise to the top. You write them down first. Now that's when you've got the good goals. That's when I can see what you're doing makes an awful lot of sense. But I think there's a little bit of a process at the beginning when you're cutting your teeth on them. But I do like that as an idea, so that you're feeding this information into your subconscious, which is where it needs to be.
I love it. And actually, sometimes I'll be, you know, listening to it, I'm like, I got to change that, you know? And you know, it could be something has already, like, I've achieved one, or it's like, I need to tweak that because that's just, it's too small-minded or whatever it is, I want to tweak it. And so it really is a crutch for guys like me who I'm growing the habit of doing the writing and stuff like that. And yeah.
Well, just add on to every single goal that you write, or better, or more, And then it's I ride a Harley Davidson Softail, blah, or better.
Nice. I like that. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's
So one
good.
of my previous guests shared that, or I earn $200,000 a year or more.
More. That's great, Doug. That's really good. You know, it's
Because
crazy.
then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, it's never ever going to be.
Yeah.
Unless you've done considerably more than 200, and then you'll have to change it. But shucks, right?
There was an exercise I did hearkening to Jim Carrey, that actor. I guess he's a Canadian actor, became an American citizen. I didn't realize that, but anyway, he wrote a check for himself, and I don't know where he kept it, but he kept it somewhere, and then it manifested in his life, a little further down. I did that, and it did work, and I wish I had written a bigger number. So
I'm
I
with
love
you.
the "and more" or "more" thing. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I've got to credit that Nikki. Nikki. I was just going to say Nikki. Previous guest, she said, no, always add that on top of it because, when you get to that point, there might be a slightly better
Yeah,
model of
solid.
the car or
Because
of the
you don't
bike that
want to
you
only
want.
look for that, right? You want to be open, like, oh, you know what? But if I do this, I'll have more, or whatever. If I say this, versus like, I just want to check the box. Yeah, solid.
Okay, so I'm imagining your big, hairy, audacious goal is to get Icebreaker used everywhere, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, and when's it going to be ready?
It is
Proper.
in the app stores now. And it's super useful, and it's being used in conferences everywhere. I've got a few states right now where there's events happening in the month of February and March, and I've got an April, and I already had a May. It's being used in Canada, UK, US, obviously, and I'm so far ahead in UI and stuff. Just again, like, I'm really fanatical about the core mission and the why. And if I haven't said that already, it's the life that we're dreaming of is built through the connections that we make. And I feel like my purpose in life is to help people to make the connections that drive their goals and their life, their vision, the good that they want to do in the world forward. That's what I'm trying to do. The money will come. I'm a pretty content guy, but I would love to make a comfortable living for myself and my kids. I have five daughters, but that mission, man, that's what'll make me smile at the end of the journey. So yeah, I have a whole new UX plan that I was just working on it this morning. It's gonna be amazing, and that'll happen in the next month or so. We're ready to take over the world, brother.
That's cool. Now you're gonna have to share with me what UX means. I'm going,
Oh.
And UI, because you
Okay,
dropped
cool. Yeah, you're
UI
right.
and
You're right. You're right.
UX, right? And it's
User.
like, you know exactly what you're talking about.
You're right. User interface. That's like the widgets and then user experience, very similar. That's like, gosh, if it just allowed me to do this too, or if I didn't have to click this and that. So UI is the buttons and the way it looks, and UX is how it flows. Always, you're always improving, and then oftentimes because people are using it and you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense, and then you tweak.
That's cool. So, how many goals have you got at the moment? I mean, you got five daughters, you said. Five
Yes,
daughters. That's
five.
how old? From what age ranges?
So from 8 to 20.
Crikey. Well, you don't look old enough for the 20-year-old, well, I just have to say.
Appreciate that.
But yeah, so you've got a lot of money coming, or a lot of money that needs to be dished out in weddings and, all of that malarkey. So, we need to make sure that this product is a success for you
Appreciate
that
that.
regard.
I appreciate that. That would be great. I really, I'm not kidding. Or where I say, like, seeing people benefit from it is just the coolest thing. It's awesome. But or more, right? Let's do the get paid too.
Yeah. get well, no, absolutely. But I think there's a lot to be said to have a passion and a mission and you know, keep on going on despite the, you know, the obstacles that you've had in that regard. And I think, you know, when we're doing stuff for the benefit of the world and to improve connections, and we touched on this before we started recording, then the rewards will come. They have to, because it's, you know, it's a good thing that you're trying to do. I mean, we were talking about how good the world is. Although if you listen to the news outlets, you wouldn't believe that that was the case, right?
It is true. I actually had that moment where, you're in the UK, I'm here in the US, and we don't know each other that well, and I'm grateful that we're getting to know each other. But there's so many good people that do not get brought up in news. It's not surfaced in the minds of the world. Hardly ever, to be honest with you, unless it's a celebrity, and then let's fawn over this person, right? Versus them as a contrast to the rest of humanity. No, they're get like a sub, facet, a fractal of what humanity really is. So many amazing people that will never be known. I love that. Yeah, that is true. We and those connections is what drives that, and so many stories. Which one thing I love about podcasts is, you're super connectors, right? You're bringing people together to listen, and you're highlighting somebody, and then you're enabling them to make connections. So not only are you making connections with a lot of people in like a deep way, and helping them to make their connections, and so many stories just get untold because, it's just. We're either too isolated, or we're too focused on, the danger, stranger danger, or the bad news and so forth. And man, like, there's so many good people out there. Like, if you just start getting out there a little bit, you'll start seeing like the weighted averages. Oh, it's pretty cool out there. And if you travel too, it's the same thing. Your weighted averages start changing, and it contrasts with what you see on your TV.
I like that, weighted averages. And that make, you know, that makes sense to me. And I can't credit the person with this, but, you know, I heard somebody say, you know, there's only 7 or 8 really bad people in the world. You know, they move around a lot, so you bump into them on occasion. But, you know, but as a percentage, they're very, very small. I mean, there's some extremely wicked people, but they're the exception.
Yeah, and it's and sadly, so I think the human is a predator, right? I have a cat, and my cat's a predator, but it's cute and fuzzy, and it's affectionate with me, right? So among the tribe, like, okay, so but what we don't have is teeth. We don't have like real teeth or nails or whatever. We use our brain, and we use tools. Like, tools is the thing, and the top tier of tool users is they use other people as tools. And so those 7 or 8 people that you talking about, unfortunately, what happens is they use good people who don't know any better, as tools. So that's the sad thing. And that's those people get painted, as bad people, when in fact they're not at all. They just have ideas or whatever that go along with the person who's using them as a tool. Wow, this is
This is
really
deep,
deep and
isn't it?
cynical,
Yeah,
but
but we're
no,
not going to use any.
people
We're
are
not going to use
amazing.
any names either, just in case.
No, we're all trying to do our best. One of my principles is that we don't nobody knows as they ought. Like, we're all doing our best. Some of us may, even the bad people are probably conditioned, and that's how they're getting what their needs are. It's programming. But we're all trying to do our best. So the older I get, the more patient I want to be, and the more, more patient I want to be, and understanding and humble.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's I always adopt the philosophy. It's like, you know, if somebody's right miserable or horrible or something, they're probably having a bad day. There's something going on. I think most people intrinsically are good. And we're just looking out for each other. And there's a degree of looking out for ourselves, which we have to do because it is survival of the fittest. But you know, I think, you know, intrinsically most people are good, and if they're really shitty, then they're just having an off day.
Yeah, off day or habits that have built over time, conditioning to avoid something that or to get their needs met.
It's crazy. So, let's take a little step back into goals. Okay. And I'm going to ask for a Dave Castro golden nugget with regards to goal setting. So, something the whole world needs to know about goals and goal setting.
So we talked about being macro-minded and not too narrow, where we miss opportunity because only this kind of car with this kind of blah blah blah, we get too like detailed that we miss, the forest for the tree, right? We talked about that already, I think. And
Damn, he says. Damn. Going to
yeah,
talk about
repetition. I talked a little bit about that, but that honestly is my, that would be one of them. I think we already talked about that enough, perhaps. The next thing that I would talk about is having a coach, because a coach is gonna, and coaches can come in different shapes, different ways. Having an accountability group could kind of function as a coach, perhaps, but to have somebody who their intent, right? They're not, their intent is to reflect to you what you say you want, and then help you to filter out the ego, filter out the distractions or whatever it is to remind you what you want. Is that still what you want? And then, okay, what are we doing about that? Right? I think that's critical. And I think oftentimes dreams go maybe delayed or unfulfilled, but I like to say delayed, because they don't have somebody there helping them to stay on track. So you could be writing your goals, but that doesn't mean that you're actually still filtering out the ego, filtering out the distractions. So writing the goals every day is great, but having that coach, I think, is pretty critical too.
That's why I spring this question on people, because they have to dig deep and come up with some really cool stuff. And that's really, really cool.
Cool.
We do need somebody to be accountable. And it's like something, you know, you can't do for yourself. And it is, and I know some coaches cost a lot of money, but actually, I think a lot of it is education. There's a lot of your self-education. There's stuff that's inside you that's being pulled out of you. But, you know, in the UK, kids go through university and rack up a pile of debt to pay for the university, and then they stop learning. As soon as they've got their ology in something, they stop learning from there. And I think we need to remember to carry on investing in ourselves in the future as we go through different stages, because you know you can meander quite easily. As you say, even with the goals, you can meander. So having somebody there, and it doesn't need to be an individual, as you said, it could be, you know, a group of like-minded people that you surround yourself with. And of course, you know, the perfect thing to find the right type of people would be an app that you could plug into, and you could just hunt for the right people in the local area or even at the same conference that you were. I mean, I
Yeah.
think there's an idea there.
That's a great idea.
I think,
What would we call it?
I don't, oh, you got to break the ice somehow or another.
Let's do
Let's call it icebreaker, right?
it. Let's do it. Let's spell it all funny so
So it's
makes people pay
memorable.
attention. Yes.
So, how is it spelled?
ICEBREKR. I had to
There we
spell
go.
it differently to get the domain, and there's a billion dollar Scandinavian clothing company that has it. So, but so it's the first two E's in the word. No a-hole is how I say it. ICEBREKR. Yep.
Cool. And there we have it, folks. All right, icebreaker. My
And if
son
you
was
go to
gonna.
Icebreaker, like I just spelled it, icebreker.com/demo, DEMO, there's a free upgrade that comes with it. Click on it. It'll take you right through the process of dropping in, and you'll drop into a demo event page. That's the virtual part of it, but you know, all the things are there. Digital business card is part of it. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll make sure that those bits of information are contained in the show notes.
Super.
What I like these things to be,
Yeah,
punchy,
yeah, yeah.
succincting,
Not too much marketing. Yeah, I got you.
No, but that's cool. So icebreaker, that's what you're going to need if you want to develop your relationship with people nearby that are in the same thought process and capability as yourself, and you can hunt them down relatively straightforwardly, it would seem, with this piece of software. The link's going to be in the show notes. Dave, it's been great. I mean, we only connected, I don't know, oh, a week ago, something, and here we
Something
are,
like that.
getting down on it and
Heck
sorting
yeah.
things out and making a difference in the world. And I love that. So just thank you very much for joining me.
It's great to be here, Doug. One of these trips to UK, maybe we'll grab some beers or whatever beverage you want to
Yeah,
grab.
I do beers. I do
Let's do it.
beers.
Appreciate you, man.
No
Thanks for having me
worries,
on.
man. No problem at all.